This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong. Joining me in studio is
Arvini Viraj.
And he has the KLCI update at break.
So it is down by 0.77% at 1,596 points. Active stocks include Iris Corp Berhad, Vortex Consolidated Berhad, and DGB Asia Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.01 against the US dollar, 3.11 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Thank you very much. Now, of course, this is Enterprise Biz Bytes, and as per usual, we've got a question for you running throughout the entire show. And our question is...
The question is, what are your 2021 workout plans? The options were gym, at home, or outdoors, or in parks. 40.5% for at home, 44.8% outdoors and parks, which is the highest. Mm-hmm. A small 12.9% for gym.
Wow, okay. And on Instagram as well, we've got, let's see, 80% say home and outdoors, and 20% say gym. We actually have over 200 votes for home outdoors on Instagram here, and about 50 votes for the gym. And we've got, let's see here, Vorlo Twen says, been spinning from home for months as gyms aren't enforcing SOPs, and then brackets now clusters. And that's also another thing where, like, you know, I think as we've gone more through the pandemic, a lot of places have started to get a little bit more relaxed, have started to sort of, you know, forget certain SOPs, and that's very important.
Yep.
So, you know, Nevin Vinosh says weekly squash and badminton, wow, with maybe a few gym sessions. And that's a maybe. And Ahmad Farishakim says esports, which, to be fair, good.
There's the word sports in it.
There is the word sports in it. And also, you don't know if that could turn out to be a lucrative thing for you, man. So,
yeah.
Go for it, I say. Talking about online things, we move on to our next story, which are online practices that marketers should leave behind. Like, as we move into the new year, I think, you know, we're all trying to get rid of our bad habits, trying to go for a fresh start. And included in those bad habits are some online marketing practices that are best changed and or forgotten. And this is according to an article from Inc. So here are some things that you need to stop doing on the internet as a marketer, according to this article. Number one, stop opting people into your groups or email newsletters. People don't want to be added to your WhatsApp or Facebook group. And if they did, they would ask to join. Said differently, let people opt in and don't force them to opt out. This is true for all platforms, and that's the principle here. Adding someone to a group without their consent is obnoxious and ineffective long term. Like, I don't think there's ever been like a WhatsApp broadcast list group message that I've been part of that I'm like, I'm going to be more part of this business thing.
Yeah, I think I've been added to a few and I've left like within the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what this is, and I'm out.
Number two, stop automating your social media content across multiple platforms. So many people ask, you know, how do I write a post and automatically distribute it on all platforms? You don't. Every platform has its own nature and what works better on them versus other platforms. So don't automate your content. If your audience is different on different platforms, you need to customize the content for that audience. And if people follow you on both platforms and you automate your content, they will then see the same exact content twice, which is not good. Instead of automating this, spend a few minutes working on the content per platform and then watch how your engagement, you know, increases or decreases. Number three, stop asking for likes or retweets and focus on giving me a reason to like or retweet. Do not beg for someone else to promote your content. Give them a reason to. If the content is not worth sharing, even if it does get shared, it won't do very well because it lacks value. Focus on consistent value in your content and people will organically support and promote it. Begging for attention is a tasteless and ineffective way to get more eyeballs on your posts. Number four, stop making introductions without speaking to both sides first. If you want to introduce two people, for example, on email, speak to them both before you introduce them, give them both context on why you think they should connect, and then, assuming both sides agree, then make the introduction. Context is everything, and a meeting that comes via an intro with absolutely no context can get super awkward.
Yep.
Last thing, stop jumping right into selling and establish some trust first. Establish a relationship. Why send a pitch so quickly instead of investing a few days in that person and then going in for the kill? It's so beyond ineffective. And when someone does this, they're an easy choice to be immediately removed from a network. The bottom line, all of this should kind of be common sense, but as we've all learned time and time again, common sense is not that common after all.
I'm always conflicted with stop focusing on asking for retweets and likes and stuff, because I know that's how content creators get the algorithm to work for them. I've seen it on Instagram. They're like, the algorithm's in having like a downtime. I'm not showing up on many people's feeds. Could you like this and share it so that, you know, it picks up and stuff. I know that's how it works. But whenever someone does that, immediately there's a sense of, I don't want to do it.
For me, I think it works, but only short term. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's the running joke of when you watch a YouTube video, you know what's coming at the very end. Which is the whole
like and subscribe
and also turn on the notification bell. But they do that because, you know, the YouTube algorithm does respond to those cues. But it's only after you've already watched content that you presumably would already have wanted to share. Right? So I do think that, you know, to a level, like, asking for likes and retweets, I understand why people do them. But after that point, after that initial, you know, attention, you do need to just have content that's of value, right?
And leave it up to the people to do what they want instead of like trying to shove it.
Your content should just be shareable.
Yeah.
Granted, maybe give it a boost by asking occasionally, but it shouldn't be the main... That shouldn't be the main bulk of your content.
There's some YouTube channels where they've stopped doing it at the end because they know people tune out. So they do it in the middle. They're like, introduction, and then they say, okay, by the way, you know, like, subscribe, blah, 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 and then get to the
they
content.
Move on.
Yeah, sometimes I'm okay with that, but if it takes too long, like if it's a minute of them talking about their channel, I zone out. I'm like, just stop. I know what to do. But again, I understand why they do it.
Yeah, and for me, I think the biggest thing for me on this list is actually that introductory thing. Because the amount of people that I see on, you know, not just social media, but even like WhatsApp and stuff like that, that like will just message you with absolutely no context. It's kind of a mixture of the introductions point and the stop jumping right into selling point, where, you know, there's not even like a, hi, how are you? How are you doing today? You know, I hope that you've had a good new year or festive season. It's just, hi, I need a thing from you. Give me thing.
Or do you want this thing?
Or do you want this thing? Buy this thing. So, you know, that I feel, you know, it's very pushy. It's the same reaction to, I think, when we see, you know, people, when we used to go to malls. But, you know, when people in malls are clearly like, they're there to like give you a credit card or something. It's that kind of reaction where you're like, this is a clearly transactional experience and both parties don't want to be in it.
There's an immediate negative response. Like, no, what are you trying to sell? I don't want to buy it.
You know, to the point that like, you start to ignore people's eyelines and stuff. This is the kind of like online equivalent of like ignoring someone's eyeline. It's just immediately being like, I'm out of this group conversation or this, or like, don't, I'm not going to add you on LinkedIn, you know.
Not being able to understand cues or like, you know, body cues or whatever.
But also, like, if you take the time to establish a relationship with your hopefully potential customer, then hopefully that potential customer will stay with you and not just like one time buy or one time, you know, serve their purposes for you. Anyway, so those are some online marketing practices according to Inc. that you should be leaving behind in 2020 and do not bring forward into 2021. Some other things that you should be bringing into 2021 is fitness. So that's our question for today is, what are your 2021 workout plans? We've got gym, at home, outdoors, parks, or even something else. The reason why I put something else is because primarily there definitely are like, you know, studios and stuff like that. Like a dance studio, for example, is not a gym. That's kind of why I put other on the poll there.
Swimming
is another thing also. I didn't even think about that.
If you have access to like a safe pool, private pool, you know, stuff like that.
If you have access to a private pool. Anyway.
You know what I mean.
So anyways, that's on both Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. And you can also respond to that question on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is The Kids Are Alright by The Who here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.